Good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Good news yesterday, Genesis.
Yeah, heap of good news, actually. These results just keep pouring in. Genesis, the result was, you know, it was okay. It was in line with expectations, earnings $363 million. You may recall the other day, Meridian delivered a boomer of a result, a fantastic result. It actually benefited from, we had some of these gas supply interruptions out of the Pohokura gas field, but that actually probably had a negative impact on Genesis. So sort of swings and roundabouts there. The results, maybe at the lower end of previous guidance, and the dividend guidance is maybe at the lower end of expectations. It's all about dividends at the moment, Mike. But hey, look, the Gentiles, they've been standout performers this year. I mean, Genesis is up 32% in the last 12 months. If you'd reinvested your dividends, it'd be up 43%. I mean, so that's pretty good, isn't it? Share price fell slightly yesterday, down 1%, but still pretty happy shareholders there.
Good stuff. Port of Tauranga cracked 100 for the first time.
Yep, record cargo volumes, lifted annual profit 6.7%. Another port with partial ownership, similar to what we've seen happen at Port of Napier. This one's been obviously listed on the market for a while. Maybe a problem looming with log exports. During the year, their log exports up 12.5%, but you've got falling log prices now following that drop in China demand. That's going to play out over the financial year 2020. Final dividend on expectations, continued their special dividend, maybe a little bit lower. Share price up 2%, close to $6.25. They got to lift their credit rating, Mike. Mm. Went from an S&P BBB plus to an A minus. So they'll be popping the champagne down there today.
And F&P Healthcare, I don't think they've ever delivered any bad news ever, have they?
Yeah, they got a profit upgrade yesterday, so courtesy of weaker New Zealand dollar. Weaker New Zealand dollar, obviously good for our exports. Share price got a nice little pop higher, 5.2%. Expecting net profit now of 245 to 250 million, revenue of 1.17 billion. They were using a Kiwi assumption of 65 cents, and Kiwi is currently 63.38. So, yeah, news everywhere. What are we going to do next week when the companies stop reporting?
Hey? We'll start talking about the trade war again. Now, the fund managers, we can't all be positive this morning. The fund managers have got some troubles.
Yeah, there's lots of debate at the moment about how this trade war issue. You know, lots of talk over how it resolves itself, over Trump's negotiating style, who outlasts who, what's the real impact on the US economy or the Chinese economies. Now, yesterday, this caught my eye. At Financial Services Council conference in Sydney yesterday, a whole bunch of investment managers and economists, they came together. Now, you know, you go to these events now and you download an app and they can ask live poll questions. Mm. Well, they asked a live poll question. So 300 delegates there, a whole lot of, you know, fundies and people like that. Over half consider that the US-China trade tensions will be an issue for markets for the next 10 years. So talk of an economic cold war. That term was used a couple of times yesterday. So, and you know, and saying that the medium-term damage has already been done. And there's a feeling now that even if the trade war sinks Trump and he gets replaced by the Democrats, there's this bipartisan support for a tougher stance towards China. That will mean continued tensions. So, yeah, maybe it doesn't resolve itself quite as easily as just getting rid of Trump.
All right. What are the numbers?
25,996 on the Dow, so up 218 at the moment, 0.85%. The S&P 500, 2884, up 15. That's about 0.5% gain and about 0.25% up on the NASDAQ, 7846. The FTSE 100, it closed at 7114, so they were up 25, so didn't get hammered. The Nikkei, 20,479, up 23, and the Shanghai Composite just down 8 points, 2893. In Australasia yesterday, the ASX 200 closed at 6,500 on the dot, up 29 points, or 0.45%. We had a good day on the NZX 50, up 113 points, just over 1%, closing at 10,626. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker, 0.6337 against the US, 0.9398 against the Aussie, 0.5717 against the euro. Bit of volatility against the pound after the old Boris, but actually we've ended up not far from where we were yesterday, 0.5178, and Japanese yen 67.15. Gold up a little bit, $1,540.82, and Brent crude $60.48.
Spectacular work. See you for Friday. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.